Well, Dennis, we're just here the weekend before the Irish Open, just days out to the big event, comes to Donegal. I suppose it's exciting every time it comes round, but in particular for Donegal people, it's the first time that the event has come here. Fingers crossed the weather's going to stick okay. What can golf fans in the Northwest expect next week, Dennis?
Well, I can just imagine the excitement at this event taking place in Ballyliffin, Oisín. It's a huge event. I mean, any European Tour event is a highly professional run event, and it's going to be fantastic to have it on your own doorstep there. I'm sure it's one of the biggest sporting events that's ever been held in the Inishowen Peninsula. But, you know, the weather is a huge factor in golf. I mean, you know, there's been so many Irish Opens that have been played in downpours over the summers of the recent past. I remember some of the Opens that were played down in Carton House, they were washouts. So if you get decent weather, it's going to be absolutely fantastic, and it'll be a brilliant day out for anybody who goes to the golf to come and enjoy it and see some of the world's best, and you know, to have an ice cream and just enjoy your day out in the sunshine.
The Irish Open is at a different level now this year and in recent years compared to where it was a decade ago or so, Dennis.
It certainly is. I mean, the involvement of Rory McIlroy has had a huge impact, and indeed the sponsorship of Dubai Duty Free has been a terrific bonus for the organisers of this event. It has increased the profile of the event, and certainly Rory McIlroy's involvement has definitely increased the profile of it. If you look back a number of years ago, there were rather disappointing fields, and on this occasion, you know, there isn't a huge amount of strength and depth, but you have a lot of big names like John Rahm, who's the defending champion, and he's been in reasonably good form of late as well. And then you have a lot of players on the fringes of the Ryder Cup team, like Alex Levy and Rafa Cabrera-Bello. You've got Matt Fitzpatrick, again, a terrific golfer. The likes of Kiradek Api-Barnrat, who's plying his trade all around the world. He's an exciting golfer from Thailand. And Haotong Li from China, and the American Peter Uihlein. So there's reasonably strong field, and of course that's not to mention the lure of the Irish contingent like Padraig Harrington, Shane Lowry, Paul Dunn, and you've got the likes of Graham McDowell, who's back to a bit of form. So there's no shortage of golf stars for the fans to come out and enjoy.
Yeah, but I suppose the other side of that is from a golfing enthusiast part, when they look at the entry list, some may be disappointed that there isn't more of the world's top 50 here, given how close it is to the Open Championship in a number of weeks' time, Dennis.
Yeah, that's true, but it's probably just a week too early. I mean, if you look at the field for next week's Scottish Open, Oisin, you have approximately 20 of the world's top 50 in the field, the likes of Patrick Reed and Phil Mickelson, and you're getting those big names because it's a week before the Open Championship in Carnoustie, and they're happy to come over and spend the week beforehand, you know, acclimatising two links courses, but 2 weeks probably just a little bit too far away from the Open Championship. And I think if the Irish Open could move to the slot before the Open Championship, which I think it will in the years to come, it will be a much stronger event. But having said that, as I say, in comparison to where it was a few years ago, it's still a terrific event with quite a few big names. And the likes of Rory McIlroy, I mean, Rory McIlroy is one of the biggest stars in world sport, not just in golf. And for those, you know, golf fans in and around Donegal who haven't been to see Rory McIlroy, maybe some of them have seen him in Royal County Down or Portrush over the last couple of years, but if you haven't seen him, it's well worth coming out to see him in action. He really is something special. And John Rahm as well, he's a very exciting player. He landed his first ever European Tour title when he won the Irish Open last year, and he won it in some style as well, Oisin. He won it by 6 shots from Richie Ramsey and Matthew Southgate on that occasion. And you know, he's a player who's been in great form. He ended the year with a win at the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. I was there. I saw him play that time. He was absolutely fantastic. He's a great talent. And he began 2018 with a second place finish at the Century Tournament of Champions. And he went on to win the Career Builder Challenge. He had a quiet spell, but he was fourth in the Masters. And he followed that up with a win on home soil. So I think he's the man they all have to beat next week. And I think he could defend a title for the first time in his career next week.
So what you're saying is you feel John Rahm is going to have a better time on the links course than Rory McIlroy?
Well, it's possible. You know, the only thing Rory has in his favour is Rory has shown over the last couple of years that he can't really cope with any inclement weather. The only thing is next week the sun is going to be splitting the stones, hopefully, and that will certainly, you know, that's the type of weather that Rory McIlroy has been used to playing in America over the last number of years. And, of course, he won his home Open for the first time in terrific fashion at the K Club only 2 years ago. He won by 3 shots on that occasion from Russell Knox and Bradley Dredge. And he was disappointing last year, Oisin. He missed the cut at Port Stewart. Now, hopefully that won't happen on this occasion. He'd certainly be hoping for a better showing this time around. But his recent form has been solid, if unspectacular. Like, he won the Arnold Palmer Invitational back in March, but he's recorded just 3 top tens in the subsequent 9 starts. And he began last week's Travellers Championship with a superb opening round of 64, but he failed to build on that. He eventually finished out at the top 10, and hopefully he'll put in a more consistent performance next week at Ballyliffin, and it would be fantastic for golf fans to see Rory McIlroy, you know, right in with a chance come Sunday evening in Ballyliffin.
Yeah, and if it was to happen and Rory McIlroy was to take victory, I don't think he's doing Scotland, so that would be a big shot in an arm to his confidence as he headed into the Open at Carnoustie.
Yeah, it certainly would. I think Carnoustie is going to suit him. It's a golf course that's quite long, and that will certainly play to his strengths. And again, if the wind doesn't blow too hard in Carnoustie, McIlroy certainly has the game to tame Carnoustie. A very, very difficult golf course, Carnoustie. Obviously, Padraig Harrington won there in 2007. He was the last winner of the Open Championship at Carnoustie, a memorable day when Harrington beat Sergio Garcia in a playoff after almost blowing the event with a double bogey on his last hole in regulation play. And prior to that, then, of course, it was the Jean Vandeveld Open at Carnoustie when he effectively blew a 3-shot lead on the final hole and lost in the playoff ultimately to Paul Laurie. So it's a very, very difficult golf course, Carnoustie. It's long and you need a long straight hitter, and I think it will play to McIlroy's strengths, and certainly he will be using Ballyliffin as a tune-up for that event.
Let's talk about the rest of the Irish. We've got Graham McDowell, Shane Lowry, of course, former winner in 2009 as an amateur, may I add. You mentioned one guy there, Harrington, Darren Clark, Paul Dunne. These guys all very, very capable of taking victory in their home event.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, of that home contingent, Oisin, Paul Dunne has shown the best recent form. He has 4 top tens in his last 7 starts, and he's had a good start as well to the French Open this week. So, you know, he has, again, slightly inconsistent. He's missed 2 of his last 4 cuts, and he'll obviously need to improve on that to get involved at the business end at Ballyliffin. But he's won a couple of tournaments over the past year. He won the British Masters in fine style, and then, of course, he teamed up with Gavin Moynihan, who will also be in the Irish Open, to win the Golf Sixes there recently. So I expect Paul Dunne to put up a good showing. Shane Lowry, his form has been disappointing. Oisin, he hasn't registered a single top 10 in his last 14 events he's played so far in 2008. So again, he needs to step up on that form if he's going to win his home open for a second time. It was one of the great days I've had the pleasure of commentating in sport when Lowry won the Irish Open in 2009 as an amateur in Baltrae. I think it's one of the great performances by an Irish sportsman, and it'll never be forgotten. And then, of course, Padraig Harrington. Well, the whole of the golfing world loves Padraig Harrington, but he only shows occasional glimpses of his genius these days. Oisin, he's made the top 5 in a couple of tournaments over the last year, but overall his performances have been disappointing. But he'll always be out to impress the home fans, and Padraig's the kind of player, it wouldn't surprise you anything that he does.
Yeah, well then, in saying that, going under the Irish Open, going under the Ballyliffin, is it form or is it experience that's going to give you the edge?
I think Lynx golf, certainly, you know, the likes of Graham McDowell, who's a very accomplished Lynx player. Obviously, he cut his teeth obviously in Royal Portrush and in on the golf course right next to the Dunluce course. And he played his golf in the Valley course there, and he's well used to getting his ball around the Lynx course, as is Padraig Harrington. So that experience will come in very, very handy. But you know, you look at the likes of John Rahm, and John Rahm would not have had a huge amount of Lynx experience down through his career, and he managed to win pulling up last year effectively. So yes, it is, Lynx experience is very, very handy, and it will certainly come in handy, and particularly if the wind was blowing, which obviously it's not set to do next week, but you just never know, things can change quite quickly. And if the wind was to blow, yes, experience is vital, but overall I think it could end up being a shootout, and in that stage the best players in the world will usually rise to the top.
Yeah, we do have some of the best players in the world coming throughout, scattered over the world, top 100, and there's other entries as well. We've seen Shane Lowry as an amateur do it in 2009. Is there a possibility in the current format of the Irish Open that we could see a surprise next weekend, come next Sunday?
I I can't see it. It's very, very hard to see. But like when you consider what Shane Lowry did, I mean, you know, in fairness, what he has subsequently gone on to achieve, it has shown what a talented player he is. And for him to have done that in 2009, as I say, I consider it one of the greatest performances ever by an Irish sportsman. It was an astonishing achievement. I can't see where it's going to happen from this time. But there's a lot of strength and depth on the European Tour, Oisin. And, you know, you could go down through the list and you could pick out a few players, even, you know, going further down the list, like Soren Kjeldsen, who won the Irish Open in Royal County Down in 2015. I mean, he's a player who'll be coming in under the radar. And there's quite a few other young, good players like Thomas Dutrieu of Belgium, and you've got the likes of, you know, lads who would be on the fringes of things, like Andrew Johnson, Beef Johnson. Now, he's going to be a great... He will be a brilliant attraction next week. He's quite a good character. And you have a lot of good young players. But I think myself, it's hard to see where a shock is going to come from. I think it'll be one of the higher ranked players or the players that have, you know, a bit of Lynx experience that will come to the fore.
Yeah, and the likes of Rory McGee, who is an amateur, he's represented Ross Opena here in Donegal. He's going to get an entry along with Cormac Sharvin under Team Ireland. It's just as big a deal for them as what it is for the boys at the head of the field. And they have their own wee targets as well. So they're doing, obviously their main one is trying to make it through the first two rounds and into the weekend.
Completely. I mean, for Rory McGee, who has had most of his starts this season on the Challenge Tour, it's going to be a big deal, and it always is. It's terrific to be playing in front of your home fans, and it's a chance to impress them. You know, he's played quite well in the Challenge Tour this year. He's had a couple of top 20s. He was tied fourth in the Swiss Challenge there recently. So he's a player of immense talent, and yes, he could do well. There's absolutely no reason why he could do well, and with a bit of home support, he could perhaps do like Gavin Moynihan did last year. Gavin Moynihan kind of came in under the radar, and he had a terrific performance last year in the Irish Open. He finished in the top 10. I think he finished with a final round of 64, which was a brilliant performance, and again, inspired and encouraged by the home crowd. So there's absolutely no reason why Rory McGee couldn't do something similar.
One other guy we forgot, former Ryder Cup captain Paul McGinley, a man with very strong connections here in Donegal, because his father Mick, of course, is from the county. We know Paul now more as being a commentator on golf on Sky Sports. Every now and then he gets to play a number of rounds. He's down to play, and can Paul McGinley shine, can he? And has
Who
adopted
knows?
Donegal.
I mean, you know, in fairness to Paul, Paul has had a remarkable career, a quite brilliant career, in fact, and that was captain crowned with his Ryder Cup captaincy back in 2014, which has set the benchmark for all other Ryder Cup captains. You know, he's been playing a bit on the Seniors Tour, which is now called the Stay Shore Tour, and he's been doing reasonably well at that. He's three top tens in his last four starts on the Stay Shore Tour, so he's certainly a player who has retained a lot of his ability. But it would take it would be some story if he was to win it, Oisin. I can't see it happening. But he's obviously had a wonderful career. He's going to really, really enjoy playing in front of which is effectively his home crowd in Donegal. And of course, he is going to be the tournament host next year when the Irish Open hits Lahinch. So no doubt he'll be keeping a keen eye on everything that goes on in terms of the individual detail of the preparation for the event. But he still, as I say, he retains quite a bit of his ability, and nothing to believe that Paul McGinley couldn't maybe get himself into a top 20.
Okay, then, you've been to a lot of Irish Opens. You've been to quite a few events on the European Tour, and in particular in England, you've been to quite a few major championships, including the Open as well. As a Donegal person, then, what would your advice be, Dennis, to people listening in if they're heading to Ballyliffin next week to savour what is the Irish Open, the top golfing event in the country?
Well, what I would say, Oisin, is it's the type of event that it's fantastic value. You can get there at 8 o'clock in the morning and you can stay there till 8 o'clock in the evening if you want. I would suggest to get out early, to find a really good position, a good vantage point on a hole that you can see quite a few of the big stars going through. Make sure you're well stocked up with food and drink, and bring a seat if you can, because it'll make it all the more comfortable. And enjoy watching a few of the groups going through. Have a nice bit of lunch and find a nice position for yourself to do exactly the same in the evening time. And if you're not driving, go and enjoy the bar and have a few drinks and make the most out of the day, because it's a terrific day. It's brilliant value for money in terms of what you get, and you're seeing some of the best stars in the world in action, and what's not to enjoy about it.
Just finally then, Dennis, there will be a victory party for the winner on Sunday. Who do you think it's going to be? Put your head in the block.
Yeah, I think it will be John Rahm. I think John Rahm has been consistently playing well, and he will be keen to defend his title. But McIlroy will be the, you know, from an organiser's point of view, I'm sure they'd love to see Rory McIlroy come back and regain the title that he won in the K Club in 2016. So Rory McIlroy and John Rahm are the obvious ones. If I was to drill down a bit deeper, I think Paul Dunne could be the best of the Irish. Wouldn't be at all surprised to see Shane Lowry playing well as well. And if you were looking for an outsider, I would say, and he's not so much an outsider, but somebody that, you know, could be a decent price, will be the likes of Kiradek Appy Barnrat. He's one of my favourite players. He was tied fifth at the BMW PGA Championship. He was in the top 15 at the US Open. This guy is a serious golfer, and, you know, he's had top fives in World Golf Championships. He's a player that's come in. He's probably unfashionable. If you're going to have a little bet, he'd be a decent enough price, I would imagine. And he is the player that I think might be high on the leaderboard next week and just might put it up to the principals.
Dennis Kirwan, many thanks for taking the call, and many thanks for joining us and giving us your expert knowledge on golf. We appreciate it. We look forward to what will hopefully be an exciting week in Ballyliffin next week.
I'm very much looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, O'Shane.